Right now, United Airlines Flight 869 is on its way from San Francisco to Ho Chi Minh City for the first time. For years, Asian carriers have flown from the U.S. to Vietnam, but this is a first for an American airline. United is hoping to improve its struggling business with this new destination. One of the passengers on today's flight is commentator Andrew Lamb. This is not his first trip between San Francisco and Vietnam.
When I left Vietnam 30 years ago at the end of the war, I was 10 years old. My family and I got on the last C-130 cargo plane out of the country, and it was full of panicked and weeping refugees. I remember watching Vietnam recede into the cloudy horizon from the plane's window, a green mass of land giving way to a hazy green sea. I left as someone who belonged to the losing side, and I didn't expect to return. Returning, even if I had wanted to, was impossible. News from home, too, came slowly to us in America in the form of letters written on recycled grayish papers. The papers threatened to dissolve with a single teardrop. The letters unanimously told of tragic lives. Auntie Hang and her family barely survived and had to sell their furniture. Uncle Toy is indefinitely incarcerated in a malaria-infested re-education camp. And there's no news of Cousin Yui and his family who disappeared somewhere in the South China Sea. Then, in what now seems like in the blink of an eye, the Cold War melted and the borders suddenly became porous. Since then, I've taken many trips back to Vietnam on various airlines, Korean, Cathay Pacific, and Thai, you name it. As an American journalist, I've been back so often that it feels as if that old treacherous ocean has turned into a lake underneath the jet's wings. Tonight, I'm heading to my homeland once more, and this time on the first commercial American flight to Vietnam. There's much fanfare about this historic flight, but I think it's largely symbolic. After all, trade and communication and travel between Vietnam and the U.S. have been happening for more than a decade. Still, I'm excited to be on what's billed as a virgin flight. I came over as a refugee. Now, I'm an American whose career straddles the Pacific Ocean. As a Vietnamese child, I had once wept in that crowded C-130 on my way out of my country. As an American adult, I should like to raise a glass of champagne as the jumbo jet touches down in the city where I was born.
Andrew Lamb works for Pacific News Service in San Francisco. He's traveling to Vietnam for a cousin's wedding.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.